as someone who used to be more rude, particularly on the customer service side.
You used to be rude to customer service people?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I will drop kick you so far back into 2015 to go say sorry to all those people.
Let's go home.
Hey guys, welcome back to the first try and first run of the opening of this show. My name is Boyfriend, and I am featuring Lore DIY today on the number one show in Latvia, Wild Till 9!
I was going for air horns, but okay.
Yeah, but like, think about it. It's like air horns that go directly. Like, you do air horns?
Okay. Also, I want to just get this out of the way now. I am 2 days post lip filler. So although I am not bruised and am very thankful for no bruising, I'm a little puffy. I'm a little swollen. I'm a little puffy. I have a whole vlog that is going out. And so,
well, we're not going to make this bit all promo for you, but okay.
Subscribe to Lore DIY main channel and Lore DIY vlogs, the second channel for the vlog content.
After you've finished watching this entire episode in entirety, all of the ads, clicking on all the links,
then the lip filler vlog will be waiting for you. But yeah, so I'm a little weird up in here, feeling a little lumpy. But we're having it. We're good. We're good. We're chilling.
Lumpy was number 13 of the dwarfs.
Oh yeah.
Lumpy.
Sleepy, happy.
Yeah.
Grumpy,
sleepy, horny, lumpy, hungry, lumpy.
Okay.
Yeah. You're number 13.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like to remind everybody that the future is female.
Jeremy loves to walk around the house with that mug and just be like, he'll point to him and be like, babe, the future? It's female.
Well, you know what? You want to hear the dumbest thing I've ever done?
What? Oh, I can't wait to hear what this is.
No, this is a true story. Couldn't make this up if I tried. So, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. So at some point in time between when I dropped out of college and now.
Okay.
Just to kind of show you how stupid guys are.
Okay.
But also, the education system failed me.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
There is a tweet, a real tweet. It's not Photoshopped. There's a tweet. I mean, it's gone now. It's been deleted. So like, you'd have to go like way back history. Yeah, yeah. Where I lump like racists, something else is, somebody else ists with feminists, all in the same sentences of like telling them all to go, you know, to go to hell.
You thought feminist was a bad thing.
Uh-huh. I thought feminist was a bad thing. Because I just thought ist that at the end of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, I think in my mind.
There's someone who hates women or something?
Yeah. Well, no. It was like women who hate, it's women.
Right.
But it's like women that hate everyone that isn't a very specific type. I don't know what I thought in my mind. Anyway, and so it was a real tweet that like I lumped, like, you know, racist, misogynist, blah, 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 feminists can all go, you know, off to hell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real tweet. Real tweet.
I just feel as if I have been heavily bullied for Heimlich remover, for Sagu, for my improper use podcasts ago of foray.
Yep.
And
I told feminists to go to hell at one point in time. I did.
By accident. With good intention.
Right. But I want to say, I said, there wasn't like anyone, like, it wasn't a spell check error.
Right.
I was, is, you can all go off.
Right. Okay.
The internet corrected me very quickly.
Oh, wait. Also, we're back with a really happy and back to our regular dick appointment pod. Last week was like sob town, for me at least.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But this week.
Back to your regular dick appointment.
Back to our bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was one time the internet corrected the
that's tough.
Yeah, informed
tough.
Me.
Yeah.
But I want to point out that, like, you know, I'm not the smartest individual in the world, but I'm also not the dumbest. And if I could get through, I don't know how many years of higher education and not be aware of the fact that feminist wasn't a small cult hate group. Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, the education system failed you. Also, I was listening, but I was half listening because I just realized that my lips actually look better from this side because I have a small little divot that I still need to get filled on this side that I was aware of going into the appointment, but we didn't want to overdo it. And I'm realizing now that, like, this is not the good side. So, like, now I think I just need to do the rest of the podcast like this because I'm thinking about it now.
Well, looking at your screen, and it's just a big old mic right in the middle of it. So if you want to just yank that thing down.
So nice. How about this? Is this good? Is this good? Ooh, why haven't we done a laying down podcast before? Oh, this is noise.
Hi, audio listeners.
This is noise.
And let's, if we could go back into this podcast not being a sob story.
Yeah.
Sit up.
Oh, but this is so comfy.
We don't shoot in 4K for us to see your chin.
I don't understand.
All right, Lauren. Would you like to give a recap of the week? You want to hop right into it?
Oh man, what do we do this week? I mean, lip filler was really, I going into lip filler, I prepared myself to be like out for the count for like 3 to 5 days with bruising, just the way that my friends who have gotten lip filler prepped me. And
which in Los Angeles is
most people.
Which friends? You could have just said friends.
Which is so many people. Yeah, like multiple sources / friends advised me, like, get ready with your Arnica gel, your ice pack, and 4 days of solid bruising. And I'm chilling. I'm good.
Good to hear.
I'm good.
Great.
So yeah, that was my Friday, and then
here we are Sunday.
Yeah, here we are Sunday.
We got a big set. We played tennis today.
Yep, I was terrible. I was so bad.
Lauren's attitude was worse than her playing.
You know what though? I'm just like not. I like when I start. I'm someone who like loves to succeed so much. When I feel myself, and this is, I'm poisoning myself. Like I fully understand that. Like I am poisoning the well here. Is that like when I start to do poorly at something? And it just goes down and down and down. I just am more sad / mad / frustrated the entire time than I end up like shooting myself in the foot and doing even worse.
Yep.
Halfway through that our like tennis session, I was like, you know what? I should just feed him balls and then you can get good and just practice.
What a good attitude.
I mean, it would have solved both problems. You would have hit more balls and then I could be sulky just hitting balls to you.
Mm. What a good way to like look at that situation, like a grown adult.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A grown adult.
No one was forcing you to be there. You could have left.
I mean, we paid for it, though.
Yes, I paid for it. Uh-huh. For you to have a bad attitude.
Anyways, Jeremy gets to go to a solo tennis lesson tomorrow because it's bachelor night, baby. And we got 2 weeks left. And so you are solo for tennis for the next 2 weeks because I need to watch The Bachelor live Monday nights.
Cool. I'm going to say right now, the moment I get done with the future is female coffee here,
yeah.
We're going straight to Knob Creek Sunday for me.
Okay.
So I'd give you about 20 minutes before Tipsy Jeremy starts taking over. So if you have anything that requires my mental capacity, let's hop on to it.
I mean, do we ever talk about anything intellectual in this podcast?
Last time we broke down Ethereum, NFTs.
We did. In the same podcast that I sobbed, mm-hmm. having my depression moment. Yeah. We also talked about Ethereum.
Yeah, coming off a week where a lot of people watch the podcast. They are in for a real treat.
That was tough. Babe, we got depth. We got levels.
We're like an onion.
Like an onion.
It cries.
Like Shrek said, like an onion.
Do you want to tell the people what I did the other time you're having a sad girl day? I'll give you a hint. You were having a sad girl day and Shrek.
Oh, that wasn't a sad girl day. That was a fucking too high because my meds were in not the right dosage. I was too highly medicated. The dosage was too high on a prescription anti-anxiety medication that my psychiatrist gave me. He started me too high. I took it and I died. I straight up died. I was on another planet. So Jeremy wrapped me up in a little burrito, stuck me on the couch, gave me some crackers, some ginger ale, some water, and put Shrek on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just waited it out.
And for all boyfriends that are listening to this, so hey guys, all four of you. No, wait, 7, 8, 9?
11.
9, 11 now?
Yeah.
So hey, 11 you guys. At any point in time, the girlfriend's not quite feeling right. Wrap Shrek. Her in that burrito, put her down, give her something to drink, give her something to eat. Shrek.
Everyone loves Shrek.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
I know.
Shrek and I feel like could be interchangeable with Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Or Dory.
Yeah, or Dory. Yeah. But Finding Nemo is like the classic. Like Finding Dory came like 10 years after Finding Nemo, I feel like.
I liked Finding Dory. That was really good.
I too loved Finding Dory.
I took a thotty, I believe, to the Dory premiere.
Yep. You've told me that 3 times.
Yeah.
Yep.
I haven't told them that.
Okay. That's so nice.
Rude.
Wonder where that thotty is now. We should have her on the pod.
Should we?
We should have her on the pod.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. for your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, so inspired by a movie that we watched about 45% of the other day, we went to a Disney drive-in situation.
Oh, yeah.
And they were playing 10 Things I Hate About You. And, I mean, I've seen that movie a handful of times. And so anyways, we went to this.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it, like, well, all the way through.
Now you've seen 45% of it.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, I thought that I was inspired by the title of that movie for today's podcast, 10 Things I Hate About You. And I want to be very specific that it's not about you, like you, Jeremy, boyfriend, Jeremy.
Got it.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of these things, you know, if you happen to identify with them, maybe they're a little bit about you, but these are not targeted towards you.
You know, I actually wasn't in fear of them being targeted towards me until you listed out just that they weren't targeted about, like, at me. Now I feel a little bit more like you're
fine. You're fine. Actually, you know what? There's no like sock category. There's like, it's
no sock category.
Yeah.
I mean, that it would be hard to relate to anybody. That would just be me.
Right. The sock category. Yeah. So I asked the good people of Instagram, like, what their least favorite characteristic, like, within dating is. Mm-hmm. And that could be, like, the flirting stage, the texting stage, the dating stage, the long-term relationship stage, the married stage. Like it's not specific
towards. We don't discriminate. On your stage?
Yeah, on your stage.
Got it. Okay.
And holy shit, the people of Instagram went in. I was like, should we do group therapy? Because y'all got a lot to say. And so I'm glad that I was able to be a safe space for people to vent their issues, their struggles, their frustrations, because they were very pointed towards whoever I think that they might have been dating.
So these were situational, you're saying?
These may have been situational.
It sounds like they're very much fucking situational.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, so I kind of rounded up the best answers from the good people of Instagram. Go follow us on Instagram, the Wild Till 9 account.
Ooh, that was a good plug.
Thank you so much.
That Segu was fucking
at Lord
seamless.
DIY, at JeremyMichael22, and at Wild Till 9.
Yeah.
I mean, takes 3 seconds. A follow is free, baby.
That's true. Although I will say that there's... I am in the middle of being offered brand deals right now for my Instagram.
Holy shit, yeah, Jeremy got offered a brand deal.
For a dollar amount that is...
absurd.
Obscene.
Obscene.
Obscene. It's, one might call it a bad investment.
On their part.
And I will say that, like, I don't mean to make a tangent, but I'm gonna make a tangent. I'm just not someone who's interested in, like, renting out my Instagram space for any old thing.
You also post 3 times a year.
Right, so it's, like, quite a piece of real estate.
Right,
and,
it is.
And for me, it was just, like, I am... not interested. Don't need the money. Don't really like it. So it's like, I would have to love the product and they'd have to pay me out the ass. And right. By God, if you see a brand deal coming up soon, that it really checked both those boxes.
Right. There's mm-hmm. There's a price tag on almost everything.
Oh no, I'm for sale.
Yeah.
I'm for sale.
I am in fact for sale.
If anyone's ever had any inclination as to the otherwise, incorrect, I am for sale.
Okay.
I can be purchased.
I'm glad that we set that straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to what the whole podcast episode was about.
Okay, so I'm gonna list these out.
Okay.
We'll go 1 by 1, 1 through 10.
Okay.
And you can react, you can share thoughts, you can play devil's advocate. And these aren't necessarily like me being in a heterosexual relationship. These are not just like towards guys. These are just significant others in general.
Some of them might be towards guys, though.
Some of them might be towards guys. Yeah. The way that people were writing these in my Instagram DMs, they were using a lot of he.
I will say that there was a certain point in time where our male listeners were going up. It was like going from 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. I've noticed that shrink gone back down now. We're back to about 3.5-4%. So guys.
But you know what? You don't know how many boyfriends watch on their girlfriend's accounts with the girlfriend.
You're not wrong.
You're underestimating.
Listen, the guys and I have a Facebook group. We say hi to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Our graphic designer who made that sweater, her and her boyfriend watched the podcast together.
I know.
Shout out Don and Yuki. Okay.
You gotta tell me. I get it.
So the first one, 10 things I hate about you. Number mm-hmm. one, just the tip.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. That's not actually the first one. But someone did comment that and I was like, that's hilarious.
They hate that?
Yeah. They were like, why do guys try to coax you into just the tip?
So here's the deal. I've never been coaxed into that situation.
Right. No one's wanted to just put the tip in you?
So wait, so let's walk this back. Okay. Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Have you been coaxed into just the tip before?
I have not been coaxed into just the tip, but once in trying to... What?
I don't know where the story's going. This is fun.
So the person that I dated before I dated the... Okay, wait, hang on. The person I lost my virginity to, the person I dated before that person, so boyfriend number one,
mm-hmm.
we like attempted once and we were like, let's just put the tip in. Let's just see what happens. Let's see what, and so what happened was the tip did not go in.
Okay.
And that was kind of the end of that.
Got
but
it.
I do have a friend in high school who, she might have literally lost her virginity this way. Oh,
ma'am?
Sorry, I'm quiet on set. Oh, it's a new trending picture on the Bull Terrier thread on Reddit. That's so exciting. I can't wait to look at it. Athena. So I'm not entirely sure if she lost her virginity this way, but it may have been. And she'll listen to this and text me after if I'm right or wrong. But he was just like, let's just... Oh, no. Was not virginity. Can confirm, was not virginity. He was like, let's just put the tip in. Hoping that once the tip is in... The rest can go in.
What's funny is I've had the reverse of the scenario.
Okay.
I have been told to just put the tip in.
Okay.
When I wasn't planning on having sex.
I see. And yeah. How'd that go for both of you?
We had sex.
Right. Yeah. I would love, please let us know in the comments if anyone has ever had just the tip in and only the tip went in.
Well, it sounded like you basically had that.
Not really. Like, it just didn't go in. I hadn't lost my virginity yet, so I was like, oh, this hurts. No, thank you. And the tip made contact with the outside of me and then went right. The tip did not enter.
Yeah. And so for audio listeners, Lauren's making this, like, T. It's like timeout
so
in
like,
basketball.
This is me. No, but this
She's
is,
a
this
wall,
is timeout.
Right.
Yeah, so this is a wall, and this is the tip coming at the wall, and it did not penetrate the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay.
So that's not a real one. I just wanted to say just the tip because I think it's something that a lot of people have experienced. And you know what? Now that I break it down, I feel like just the tip is a little creepier than I remember it being.
Yeah, no,
because,
it's weird.
Like, I feel like guys want to get the green light on just the tip, hoping that it'll get them a little closer to a green light all the way in.
Yeah. No, I see that.
Yeah.
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 They're trying to turn a yellow light into a green one.
Right.
Well, they're at a red light. They're looking for a yellow light.
Looking for a yellow.
To turn into a green. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we all know it starts at green, goes to yellow, and then to red. It doesn't go from red to yellow to green.
Yeah, no. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's kick it off for real. So,
I've been in. I didn't take my ADHD medicine today, so
yeah.
I am
in.
Unfortunately, I'm usually the one that wrangles, I think, this thing, and I'm not the one that's going to be wrangling today.
Yeah, you're tangent kid today. Oh, my God.
Yeah, as I said, Adderall, not in me.
Love it. We're going to end up with a long pod today. Buckle in. Get some popcorn. Let's go. Number one, when your significant other doesn't ask questions about your life, mm-hmm. your day, or your new anything. And so I have experienced this, and I have questions, and I would love to get your perspective on them.
Okay.
Is it because they just don't care? Is it because they just genuinely don't think to ask? Or is it because they just like they're just like unaware?
Answer.
Jeremy.
What is all of the above?
What do you mean, what is all the above?
Well, that's not really how Jeopardy works either. Stupid, Jeremy. I don't think that it's any one, like, it could be any of those, but
okay.
It's probably all of those at the same time. I don't think anybody goes into a scenario and is like, ooh, I know what's going to piss her off today. Not asking her what her day was like. Therefore,
okay.
I'm not going to ask it. Like, so I think it's, and I think that's going to be like, oh my God, I guess it does make sense.
Yeah.
But also, I think people, when they're like, when they haven't been asked 1,000 times, what their day is like.
Yeah.
And there's like a conversation like, I feel like you never asked me about my day.
Right.
Then
it adds pressure.
After that conversation, then it's the guy who really is just has forgotten again because he's tired. Or two, I'm going to tell you the one thing I'm not going to do. I'm not going to ask you about your day because I know that's what
Ooh,
you want.
Ooh, I've been there.
Yeah.
Like had it confirmed at the end of the relationship.
Yeah.
So, and that feels real good. That feels real good.
What?
Doesn't feel good. Does not feel good at all. No.
Yeah, no, I just think if you haven't had a conversation about it,
yeah,
it's more than likely that the guy just doesn't know that you're interested in being asked about your day.
So, but like, how do you have that conversation without adding a shit ton of pressure to it that makes both parties like on, not defense, but like in that scenario, like I wanted to be like, why don't you, like, I was in my head, I was like, you don't care enough to like want to know or to think to ask. And then it added like too much pressure to the scenario.
Well, my question would be this. Are you more interested in him knowing what it is that you did in a day, or knowing that he is interested in knowing more about something that happened in his day that he doesn't already know about?
I think a little bit of both. I think all of the above.
So you'd be completely satisfied if he was given a prompt before he walked in as to what you did in the day without having to be asked?
Say that one more time.
You'd be perfectly satisfied if like when he walked in the door,
yeah,
he was given a Wikipedia article, uh-huh, of what happened in your day, so he didn't have to ask, but then he'd know.
No,
would you be satisfied?
No. I said a little bit of both. I said like it's the notion of like caring enough to like want to be curious. I think another perspective was like, I care,
right?
And I'm curious, and
right,
why aren't you curious?
Right. I'm not defending the guy. As someone who asks questions,
right,
and is interested in hearing the answer, like,
yeah,
I think he should ask too. But I think you should know why you're getting upset by him not asking, whether you actually want him to know, like, if something happened throughout the day that, mm-hmm, you want him to know about, that, mm-hmm, he'd need to ask for you to find out about, like,
oh, that's fair, 100%.
There's one thing, right?
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Why wouldn't you ask him about this?
Because people aren't mind readers. And that was another, right, like, common thing, is that, like, my significant other expects me to be the mind reader. And I think that's where, like, both parties get really upset and resentful. And I feel like I was and am pretty good at not being, like, I expect you to know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thought would be, if you really want him to find out about a thing that happened in your day, mm-hmm, and you want to know whether he cares about that thing or not, is you could allude to something that happened in your day and be like, oh, if you had been there, you would. Oh, wait, what do you mean? What?
Right,
like,
right,
you
right.
You could allude.
Create a little curiosity.
Yeah, you know, a little, yeah, bit of FOMO.
A little bit of FOMO.
Like, you missed out. Like,
yeah,
oh my God, I walked into the grocery store and this guy was there. Oh my God, you would have been so mad. And if he does this. And if he does
that's
this.
Good. That's good.
If he does this. Yeah. He's not listening.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not listening.
Right. Because he would care.
He would care.
Yeah. Or she would care.
Right. I'm not saying to play games. What I am saying is, as opposed to being like, you never fucking ask what happened in my day and you don't care. It's just like, oh my God, I was at the mall today. And let me tell you, if you had been there, and start to walk off. And if he just goes, yeah, well, then he doesn't care. Then he doesn't care.
Yeah. That, you know what? That was another really frequent one, was that like, my significant other does not listen. So I almost feel like leaning into that scenario, someone might say that in hopes that it would pique their curiosity, and they're just like playing fucking Call of Duty. And then you end up walk away being like, this motherfucker's playing Call of Duty, not listening, and doesn't care. Three strikes, you're out, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, that was some enlightenment and some solid approaches, I think, for anyone else experiencing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number two, bad texters. So I guess this, like, under this umbrella could also include like ghosting or not wanting to text first. Uh-oh, here comes the whiskey. We haven't even eaten dinner yet, also.
Yeah, I know we got.
As long as you are just like fully coherent enough to cook us our steaks tonight, then go at it.
Listen,
have at it.
I don't want to sound like too much of a frat guy right now, but yeah. I could grill steaks fucking flamed.
Okay. Ooh, I like to use the word flamed. That was good. That was
that
good.
Nice?
Yeah.
Because it's a grill?
Yeah. Grill. Yeah, that's good. And also, our grill just consistently sets all things on fire at all times, no matter what you're cooking. And it's not even a cooking, like, it's not the chef's error. It really is just our grill. It sets things on fire like crazy.
Yeah. Cheers to you, Latvia.
Okay. Our fans in Latvia are very, very excited about that joke that we just continue to keep. We are the number one show in Latvia.
I don't understand why everyone always jokes about the Latvia thing. One, I did have to look up where Latvia was after I made the comment the first time.
You almost just said joke. You almost, it's almost slipped out.
No.
That was just the tip of Latvia, of joke.
Anyway, and I looked it up and I looked on like Google Images.
Yeah.
The beautiful place.
Oh, great.
Beautiful place.
All right. First place we'll travel to do our college shows, Latvia.
And, well, let's just hold back on the commitments to heading to Latvia.
Okay.
Okay, it didn't look like necessarily a convenient flight.
Oh.
And by flight, I mean
multiple.
Three of them.
Right, okay, I see.
And when you live at, you know, by LAX, and you have to take three flights to get anywhere.
That's a lot of flights.
That's a lofty commitment.
LAX goes everywhere.
And I will say that I did do my family tree DNA today, just to see if by chance I had any Latvian.
Yeah,
no. But I am 2% Ashkenazi Jew, so.
Mazel.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that.
I love that for you, babe.
Between just being really, really European and a little bit...
I'm not kidding. Your ancestry DNA said white.
Well, I didn't say that.
I am white.
It said...
It said Scottish,
I'm British, 70. I'm 77%. No, no. Now you're lying. Now I'm going to look it up. Hold on, please.
Scotland was the third one.
You're lying.
Scotland was literally the third one that said.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm 77% Western European, which is England, Wales, and Scotland.
Oh, I got Wales and Germany mixed up. Yeah, Scotland was the third one on that
Wales
list.
Wales and Germany, two very different places.
I know. I fucked it up.
I'm 14% from Greece and Balkans.
Okay.
Balkans? Not exactly sure where that
is. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
6% Italian peninsula.
Okay.
2% Ashkenazi Jewish.
White.
Yeah.
What my ancestor DNA was scary accurate. It was 50% Japanese. Like it was like 49.9 or something. It was so like spot on. And then 25% Finnish.
I'm gonna get a Kazamos.
And 25% Ukrainian. Like it was so like our heritage, our family tree that's been passed on just through like verbal confirmation has been confirmed. Like no one lied in my family.
Ye olde verbal confirmation.
And like
not
one
oral history, verbal confirmation.
What did you just call it?
Oral history. A-U-R-A-L.
A-U what?
Oral history.
Oral history?
A-U-R-A-L, yeah.
It's the history of sucking dick. Like what are you
oh,
saying right now?
Oh my god, Lauren, A-U-R-A-L.
R-A-L?
Yeah.
I love when I learn new words on this podcast.
All right. Oral history.
It sounds like you're saying oral.
Wait, am I just fucking? Maybe I'm fucking this up.
I've never heard of this. And that doesn't mean much, but like, this is not something that I've ever heard of. I would love to start evening the tally here of fucked up words. So please let this not be a word.
Yeah, no. Well, A-U-R-A-L is a word.
It feels like something like celestial sky.
Maybe it's oral tradition? Fuck.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, fortunately, it's such a random, we'll hopefully cut it.
No. Oh, no. We leaving this in, baby. We leaving this in. So anyway, while I cut and pasted my family tree in like grade 3 when I had to ask my parents where everyone was from, that family tree could still stand today. Ancestry DNA has confirmed that.
So I was adopted. So that doesn't exist for me.
It'll tell you where your family tree is.
Right, but like
there's no
oral history.
Okay, yeah, now you're just throwing oral around without us knowing what it is.
Well, I got to be honest.
That's reckless.
I like looked things up and there's just so many people have Googled things so incorrectly that like I'm not even really sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so back to number 2. So bad texters includes ghosting, not wanting to text first like it's a game. And like that shit in a relationship is just like fuck. It's just no one has time for that if you're already dating.
Well, yeah.
And also finding the balance of not texting enough and texting too much. Because I feel like everyone's text styles are so different that it just needs to be a conversation. Because I saw in the good people of Instagram, in the DMs, like it was back and forth between being like, we don't need to text at every moment of the day. We'll talk when I see you. And then on the flip side, people being like, why is such a dry text? Or why isn't he asking about my day? Why aren't we texting?
Why'd you say he?
Going off the good people of Instagram.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I thought this was more of a because you kind of started the same as he and
no. What I will say is that even within like friendships, I've got friends who I could text all day, every day, and I've got friends that will not respond to me. And I know that it takes 4 to 5 business days to get a reply, if I even get a reply. So like everyone's text styles are just so different.
To be fair, I'm really good at texting you back. I'm not good at texting everybody back.
True. 100%.
Yeah. And also I don't ever partake in group threats.
We were just with another couple who had purposely been adding Jeremy back into the group chat that I kept kicking him out of.
Yep.
And they were doing it with like such nice intention, thinking that like, oh, Jeremy is he's not in this one. Let's like restart the thread. And I would kick him out of the group chat because I know the communication should just come through me because we're sending dog photos, we're sending memes, we're cracking jokes.
Not interested.
And Jeremy's just not interested.
I just, at any point in time, there's more than one person on a thread.
Yeah.
I just assume somebody else can handle this.
I'm not kidding. Even with his mom, I keep that chat alive.
Right.
I keep that chat alive.
If you want to talk to me, you know my number. Yeah. If you want to talk to a group of people, well, then talk to that group.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Like, when you live with someone, the text thread of someone that you live with is so funny. Let me just read some of our texts. They're just so random and they have no flow because you're never actually having a conversation. Okay, today, 3 p.m., shboob, can I nap up here? Yeah, JK, not tired. I fell asleep for 10 minutes in the tub and ruined it. Oh, LOL. But I thought of our next podcast, though. You ruin everything. And then before that, a cat video. Before that, a husky singing video.
Mm, that was a good one.
Yesterday, an article about NFTs explained.
Shout out Verge.
Jeremy go shower, friends are coming at 6, and then a video of Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday also, do you need milk or just eggs and yogurt? No response. Oh, you called me. That's why there's no response.
Mm.
I called you.
God forbid I call.
some bull terrier memes, some bull terrier memes.
Yeah.
Some pictures of Moose, and then the text butthole.
Is that me to you or you to me?
That's you to me.
Talking about Moose's
butthole. Yeah. Great photos though. Friday, this will be the last one. Do you want anything from McDonald's? Like, we are never having an actual conversation because we're just like a floor away from each other.
Yeah. As it should be.
Oh God. Okay, but how do you want to weigh in on just? I'm sorry, I went on 45 different tangents. Yeah, like still I said, on number two.
I didn't take my Adderall today, so it's on you.
So maybe this is the 6 things I hate about you. But no, bad texters is also something that I've experienced in past relationships. And I think, what? What? I think, speak from personal experience.
No, I know.
People are just so different. It's the same thing with like if your love language is different, if your texting language is also different.
Yeah.
Like you can and butt sometimes heads.
If your sexting language is different.
That's true. I am a wildly uncomfortable sexter. I don't like to partake.
Yeah. No, I'm not someone who's interested in sexting.
Yeah.
And I learned that that's not always the case.
No. Yeah, yeah. No.
Although guys are reckless with those peen pics.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Random vagina is no good.
That's no good. No one wants to see that.
No context vagina is not my favorite type.
It's the same. It's in the same category as unsolicited dick pic. No one wants an unsolicited.
Lauren, can we bleep that out?
The alliteration.
We need to bleep that out.
Why?
No, it needs to be pic.
Hannah, you can put a little cat sound over top of that. That's funny.
Go on.
But no, it's the same thing as love languages. Why are you doing that?
Fine.
You don't think?
Okay. Here's the deal. I definitely subscribe to the rule of if I want to text you back, I will text you back.
Right.
And if I don't want to text you back, I probably won't text you back.
Right.
Now, if I don't text you back, it might not be that I don't want to text you back.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I don't want to text you back at that second.
Which I think is fine. It just like it's one of those conversations that you need to have to be like, if the sender is expecting a crazy rapid response and something you guys have talked about before, like it just needs to be communicated that like, if I don't text you back immediately, it's not because I don't love you, but like I'm at work.
Right. Also, if someone texts you from work on a non-work hour, sometimes you have to set that space.
That's true.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're my boss or anything else. Like, if I don't feel like it's appropriate to me, for me to be doing working hours at Sunday out of 3,
yeah,
and it's not an emergency, I'll hit you on Monday.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%, 100%. Especially like in our industry where shit's like your company, very much. I almost feel like your company's events that you guys like, sponsors, not the right word, service, are hardcore on weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing. Like I've posted videos on Sundays almost my entire YouTube career. And like, that is a day where I don't want to respond to like work texts, but like sometimes you gotta.
Got to.
But then sometimes you just push that shit till Monday.
Yeah. Or Tuesday. I hit you when I hit you.
What about like ghosting texters? I'm sure you've done that.
Which time?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so enlighten us.
I guess here's the thing. If someone's ghosting you, and it kind of goes back to the salesman approach, you need to make sure that your responses or the things that you're trying to get a response from don't become increasingly emotional.
Okay. Ooh, so like firing off, like,
you know, because like if you don't get a response back and mm-hmm. you just assume he out fucking, end quote.
Right.
Right. Now, maybe he is. Now, let's take the lens though. Let's say he is out fucking.
Uh-huh.
Is the response so important that you're willing to blow up a phone and leave this like transcript of how upset and angry and how much control you're going to give him of your life because he's out not giving a shit? No. What you need to do is set the terms. Seems like you're busy. I haven't heard back from you for a while. No worries. If this is something that you're not interested in continuing, just let me know.
I saw the funniest fucking TikTok of this girl being like, if someone texts you with something that you like are not happy with and it's like very open-ended and you feel like you might get ghosted, you respond, Yeah, I'm less interested in this now.
Woo!
Yeah, that's fire.
Hit a guy with that, my Ooh! God.
You send him in fucking, like, into sport mode.
Well, you're going to get two types of responses from that. One that you is going to set the tone straight.
Yeah.
Or one that's going to prove exactly what you already knew.
Right. Yeah. That's a great way to make them choose.
Yep.
100%. I love that.
But force a choice. Don't just add fuel to the fire that's already not working. Force is the wrong word. Influence a choice.
Offer. Not offer. Offer's not even the right word because that's too much like serving on a platter.
Create the opportunity.
There it
is. Or a binary answer.
That is some salesman 101 right there. That is some salesman brought to you by Jeremy Michael Lewis.
That one's free.
101. Okay, number three. After you start officially dating, the dates stop. And I think this one's tough to kind of like walk around just because of COVID. And everyone's doing 95% less than what they did pre-COVID. But I do think that like finding time to be romantic or have dates is almost even more important now that we're just home so much. So whether that be like, we're hot tubbing tonight, we're making a bath and like doing the whole bath situation, making it cute, or we're doing a movie night, whatever it might be, we're going for a walk around the neighborhood, you know what I mean? Whatever it might be. Like, I really think that like, even in these times now, it is almost more important to set time aside.
Yeah, I think the important thing is why you're setting the time aside. It's not just like, okay, got it. We used to do everything on Thursdays. We're not doing it on Thursdays anymore. Now right. Thursdays with the boys, it's like, what is it that you enjoy doing, that I enjoy doing, that we can both do together, that we both enjoy doing? And if you can't seem to come to that, now that's an issue. But if it's like the thing we did before dating isn't happening anymore, like to a degree, you get comfortable dating.
For
and
sure.
That's the point. You want to be comfortable with someone.
For sure.
But finding like things that you enjoy doing together and voicing that you still want to do those things together
right.
is the important piece.
Right, right, right. I feel like I've seen this situation just sprout new insecurity in people when they're like, again, they don't care enough to do this anymore. And
right.
And I think it's just like when you get comfortable, you start using your energy in different ways. And so it's less about picking you up at 6:30, going for dinner, like opening the door for you and then dropping you off at home and kissing you goodnight. Like it's less about that and like doing the things that, not that dates don't matter, but I think that your energy just goes into different things.
Taking out the recycling bin. The trash is out.
Nothing is sexier.
Yeah.
Nothing is sexier. It makes me so happy.
When you just look down, wow, new trash bags, recycling's
yeah.
out. You went and cut the cardboard up.
Oh.
Assembled it right into the recycling
that
bin.
That is foreplay right there.
I know.
That is foreplay.
I know. What I'm about to do tonight, change them sheets. Mm-hmm.
I do towels, Jeremy says bed sheets, and it is a...
Lauren does all the things that are harder to mess up.
I am not good at laundry, and I'm okay with that. And it is just a fact that I have accepted.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Number four. This is one that fucking drives me up the wall.
Okay.
Showing up late, which would also include just poor time management, organization, and being flaky.
Listen, punctuality ruins a day for me.
I fully agree. I fully agree.
And we're not talking about the 1 minute air. We're not talking about the 2 minute air. We're talking about the, I'm just going to go ahead and assume
yeah.
that your ass is going to be a little bit late or a lot of bit late to everything mm-hmm. we do. Because mm-hmm. the moment that sets the standard, you're out. You're out.
I fully agree. I also think that what that says to me personally, as someone who values being punctual, is that you don't care enough to make this a priority to show up on time.
Right.
Like this engagement is not important enough to you for you to not waste my time.
Yep.
Especially it's like, I think it's if there's an understood like similarity between like you guys are both always late and you fucking show up when you show up. Like I feel like there's mutual respect for the lifestyles there. But if you set a time and someone is usually pretty punctual, I feel like it's just showing so much disrespect to that person's time.
Oh, I mean, I have a few friends that are just in my like, if I'm going to invite them over, they're going to come on their own time. But the friendship embodies that and I'm okay with it. But
right.
I also would never set a thing. We have to be there at 10:15. And if we're not there at 10:15, everything's ruined. Like I'm going to show up there by myself at 10:15, assuming they're going to be fucking late.
Totally.
And they'll get there when they get there.
Totally.
But for my significant other, Woo, that shit drives me wall. My ex was late all the time. Always late, and would ruin everything. Because it's just like, I got to the point where I'm like, I don't want to make reservations under my name anymore because you are going to be late.
Right.
And then I'm going to be the one that has to use a fucking pseudonym next time I go to this place because how many times you have made me late.
Right.
Now, there's some people out there that don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They just, time is relative. Just they'll get there when they get there.
I know people who have shown up to their own shit 6 hours late.
Oh, yeah.
6 hours.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
6 hours. And I think, too, like, it's okay. Like, so when we invite, we have, like, one friend, Jeremy's best friend, who, if we invite him over for dinner, we don't wait for him.
No, we're eating dinner.
We just eat dinner, and I'll save him a plate, and he'll show up when he shows up. And that's fine because we're already at home. But if there's a flight, if there's a time that you have to leave to be somewhere on time that will then affect other events of the day, ooh, bitch.
You know what, though? The individual I'm thinking of will for sure be late to dinner and everything else. The only reason that I allow him to continue to be late to things that I set in my life is because I've been with him when, or at least I've heard of when he needs to make it to an international flight or be on time to be picked up for the things that require him to be on time. Otherwise, he has to pay through the ass to like rebook or redo or whatever.
Yes.
And he constantly, by himself, misses those as well. So it's not, I take
it's, a, not personal.
It's not personal.
It's not personal.
I'm just like, that's how you operate. Like,
right.
I remember, like, this dude almost like missed his flight to Singapore. And I'm like, what? Huh?
This is your vacation too,
I'm like,
buddy?
I'm already here. Like, yeah. I've been here a week. You're meeting me here and you're about to be 2 or 3 days late. I'm like, that's just you.
Right, that's just you.
It's like I bought him a ticket. It's like...
Well, also too, like his lateness then wouldn't have affected your travels,
right,
which is okay.
I'm already there.
Yeah, you're already there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it's like if you were supposed to fly together on a trip that was scheduled out for just you two, a little bromance trip,
yeah,
that would be less
wouldn't
okay.
That be nice?
That'd be so nice.
Yeah.
I would love that for you guys.
I would love to take a vacation with another guy. With you coming whenever you wanted to come and hop in on that trip as well.
Mm.
A little bromance with my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, he can third wheel. Okay, so some constructive advice from someone who's probably more rational than I am, because I just get pissed the fuck off, is that when someone bails or flakes or ghosts you on text, and... So what does that mean? What is that from the other side? Like, do you have any insight there?
I mean, it can be as serious as like them being vindictive, which is probably not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's more along the lines of just like they didn't realize the importance of doing the thing that you thought was the bare minimum.
Right.
Therefore, although you can take it personally, it's probably more a reflection on them than it is you.
Right.
But like, you still have every right to be upset. Don't get me wrong, especially if it's a pattern.
Right.
But sometimes you've allowed them to be so comfortable with the relationship that they think that that's okay, which it's not. But sometimes you have to just reset the relationship in general before that's ever going to get better.
Great advice, boo. Great advice. Oh, okay. Prioritizing friends versus the relationship, the balance, and how someone can make their significant other feel sometimes like the last priority. I feel like you always hear, I mean, not to be so stereotypical in general, but like, what is it for the boys? Which one's for the boys? Saturdays are for the boys?
Saturdays can't be for the boys.
Sundays are for the boys? What day's for the boys?
I think it's Saturdays.
Yeah. I'm picturing that barstool flag.
Mm.
Saturdays are for the boys, I think it says. And so the most stereotypical situational.
Say what you want to say, Lauren.
Is that I've had so many girlfriends just be like, my boyfriend is obsessed with hanging with his guy friends, like to the point where she thinks that he has FOMO. And when he's not hanging out with the boys, he needs to be playing video games, talking to the boys, and she's just like last priority.
Okay. That's so far from my life. I don't know.
I know. Do you ever see a gamer think, fucking God. I've actually never dated anyone who's like a crazy gamer, and I don't know if I could do it. I don't know.
Yeah, the thought of playing video games all day does not exactly excite me.
Yeah.
In fact, it's repulsive in a lot of ways. Not that I don't think that you should be able to play video games. It's just not interesting for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, here's the deal. At any point in time, you feel like you're not a priority, figure out what priority you want to be, you know, figure out why you want to feel the way that you want to feel, right? Don't just be like, he should prioritize me because he should. Like, no, he should prioritize you because you want to be prioritized.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he should spend time with you because you want him to spend time with you.
Right.
You should not want him to spend time with you because you think he's spending too much time with the boys. You should want him to spend time with you because you deserve to be filled by that emotion that you feel like he should be feeling.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. It's not that like you need to force them to stay home on the weekends.
Not a competition.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you're so right. I feel like when there's a division there, it definitely gets put into like the light of competition for sure.
Well, then also every time he hangs out with the boys or the games, this or that, it's a loaded equation.
Yes.
You're not looking at it in the sense of like, this thing makes him happy. He's doing this because he enjoys it. I fulfill a very different role in his life, but right. sometimes there's a little bit of gray area between those two. It's your job to figure out how to, you know, at least create the opportunity for him to fill that gap back. And if he doesn't, okay, got it. That's a conversation.
So how do you do that though? Like, how do you have that conversation without making it a weird dynamic?
Well, depends what you want.
So I'm thinking back to a friend who very much was like and this was like earlier days, like more like college days when okay. like partying was like Wednesday night through Sunday. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's like, it had to be with the boys. And she'd maybe get thrown like a Tuesday night.
Okay.
And so it's like, I understand. I would be fucking bitter as well. And like, if they're making it very clear that they have more fun, enjoy, value, and prioritize, like, the boys. How do you have that conversation to be like, I wish that I was more of a priority. I wish that you would spend more time with me. I wish you wanted to spend more time with me. I don't want to force you to spend time with me, but I want you to want.
Let's dissect that.
Okay.
So it sounds like.
Here comes therapist Jeremy.
No, just it sounds like he, in this situation, is having more fun. Or thinks he will have more fun with his friends
100%.
When his girl is not around.
Yes.
That is the issue. Not that he's not spending time with her. Because if he thought he was going to have the most fun with his girlfriend going and partying, that's what he would do.
Right, just bring the girlfriend.
Right. So what about her presence is making it so that he's choosing, or at least he's not thinking about the fact that he's not purposefully inviting her along to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Right. That. Even if she came like Thursday and Saturday night, right. then that still helps balance the
Because to me, Wednesday night, go out with the boys. Fine, whatever. Thursday night, where are you guys headed? I got some shit I got to do here first. I'll meet you guys out.
Yeah.
And if he says, no, we're good. What is that no?
Right, that's sketchy.
That it's either as innocent in the sense of, we're doing this thing that no girl is at, and it's out of like, there's no, we are not doing it. Like we're playing games and we're being guys. And it's not, it would be weird for your energy to be there.
Yeah.
Which like, I'm sorry, girl. Sometimes that happens. Right.
No. Literally, I just felt so sensitive towards that comment on like behalf of all the girls who have heard that before. I'm like,
I get it. Right. So
you know, that emoji with the big eyes and it's got like the little sad glimmer in it. Yeah. That one.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
I get it. Right. So, but to me, it's less about him choosing the guys over her. It's about why is it that he's continuing to think that he will have more fun without her there.
Right.
That's the conversation you need to have.
Huh.
It's not to say that she can fix that or change that. Mm-hmm. It's that she either understands that he has this thing that he wants to do that is sadly not with her, and that's okay, or figured out a solution where they can both coexist in that scenario without having one feel like they're not being included.
Right, right. You heard it here first, ladies who got boyfriends who spend all their days for the boys. That was like dripping in heterosexuality. And I apologize for that.
Yeah, honestly, dripping more on your end.
Yeah, for sure. I just had a friend who lived that situation, and I was like the bystander, so clear. And I was like, bitch, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, as everyone pointed out last pod, I'm just one of the girls, so.
Oh my God, no, two pods ago. That shit was so funny when they're like, Jeremy's just here for the tea, his brunch mimosa. He is ready to hang with the girls.
Look, I think you got to be able to do it both ways.
I agree.
When the boys want to go out, have a good time.
Yeah.
I got to be there.
Yeah.
When the girls want to talk about what happened last weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Listen, if you can't do both, you know.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. Being just generally rude, especially in customer service scenarios, which was like a repeated comment from so many people.
As someone who used to be more rude,
you
notice I said more. As someone who used to be more rude, particularly on the customer service side, I think it's this weird.
You used to be rude to customer service people?
Yeah.
I will drop kick you so far back into 2015 to go say sorry to all those people.
Of course. Now, why was I rude? That's the question we have to ask.
So why?
Because I didn't understand that to get my way, end quote, it would be easier to find the bridge as opposed to fucking figure out how to bulldoze.
Huh.
I thought in my own little head, right? Uh-huh. Stupid. That like
small brain.
If I can tell them why I'm correct, mm-hmm. that is going to somehow get me where I want to go.
Huh.
And
as someone who served for like 4 years, I gave the best service to the people who were the nicest to me.
Of course.
And like, not that I...
Build a bridge.
I mean, I was 100% in a restaurant where sketchy shit went down, where it's like, if someone was an absolute asshole and the kitchen crew found out, they would do some sketchy shit to the food. Gonna be fully honest. And I turned a blind eye and I was like, la, 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 la.
You've talked to maybe a few too many times about where you worked to...
I don't think so. The place that I'm thinking of, I've never named. Try not to say that. Should we cut that out?
No, fuck it. Light them up. Light them up.
But like as a service, like I was the direct link from the customer to the kitchen. And a lot of times shit that went wrong in the kitchen was not my fault. Like if I put an order in correctly and it comes out incorrectly and it's just not my fault. Like a lot of times, like I would be the messenger. Like don't you shoot the messenger, right? And I would be the nicest to the people who would be like, hi, I'm so sorry. Like this has this in it. And I asked for not, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Let me get it replaced. And I'll like check with my manager. I'm sure we can have it comped and have it taken off your bill. And like, those are the people that you give the best shining gold star service to. And the people who just want to bitch at you, I'm just like, you're go away. Go. Why'd you leave your house? Just stay home. If you're going to be a dick, just go home.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know what it is too? Like the older that I've gotten, I feel like how people interact with like the customer service industry is such a clear depiction of the way that they navigate so many other ways in their life.
The way that you do anything is the way you do everything.
Put it on your tombstone, babe. Tweet it. That's the shit that you always say.
Not dead yet. But I mean, I really do think that like I thought that being a smartass and having the correct answer, even if it was end quote correct, was the clear and concise way to handle it. And once
the approach.
And once I left that scenario, it wouldn't matter anymore. Where I don't know what day it clicked, but it was like, why don't you figure out how to come at it from their perspective while still saying what you want to say? You'll get there a lot faster.
I used to go for dinner with someone who, not even an ex or anything, but just someone who, and this was so odd. I don't know why it made me feel so weird. So like growing up, I always learned like when I would order something, I'd be like, would I be able to get the da-da-da or can I get the this or I'd like the da-da-da-da-da, can I get this? And I went for dinner with this person all the time and they'd be like, I want this. And for some reason, the word want versus can I get or could I have for some reason was just so abrasive to me. And I don't know, I think it was just the way that like I grew up and it was like not a choice word that I was taught to use.
Okay.
I don't know. It was so weird.
That was a little bit on your own. I'll say that. What I'll say is this. As someone who is 9 out of 10 times,
yeah.
There's one ingredient at least on every dish that I don't want.
I have two ingredients on every dish that I don't want.
As opposed to me saying like giving them the order and then expecting that thing to be wrong mm-hmm. and then me to, you know, complain about it being wrong later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, accusation audit at its finest. Taking the order, I'm so sorry. I'm about to be so incredibly like a pain in the ass. Tell me if this is possible. And if you say what it is that one correction after saying that, and they go, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 100% less likely chance that it's going to get fucked up if you made such a nice, but you know, deal about it. It's supposed to be like, and then no onions.
Yeah, 100%.
Because that's the shit that like,
yeah.
When you're grabbing 12 orders gets, oh, you did say no onions, got it. Whereas you go, I'm so sorry, I'm going to make your life hard. I'm so sorry.
Well, just make it a bigger conversation.
Well, just
but
also,
in a nice way.
Right. Say what you want to say.
Fucking shit, man. That's that I don't think that I could be with someone. I think that, because I mean, you encounter that pretty early in a relationship. I feel like when you start going to dates, like anyone, movies, dinner, literally anything. I think if I saw that a few times in a row, I would dip. That'd be it. That'd be it for me.
I'd probably ask a few questions first, but yeah.
It's a no for me, dog. Okay. What?
Dog.
Dog. D-A-W-G.
D-A-W-A-U-A-U-A-O-G.
Yeah.
Dog.
Dog. Number 7, games. So during the flirting or even relationship portion, a significant other will play games. And this was interesting. I saw this in a few different perspectives. So like games is like the overarching theme here. But one of them was like, in a competitive way within the relationship. So if I were to say, oh, like I slept so shitty last night, like I only got 6 hours of sleep, the significant other would say, yeah, well, I only got 3 hours of sleep. How do you think I feel? You know what I mean? You did that. Oh, I have it so much worse. Like feel bad for me competition. Or in another perspective, the good people of Instagram gave me, I'm annoyed at them, so I'm not texting first kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
Both obviously very healthy signs of very strong, good, healthy relationships.
Yeah. Well, it's the games in general.
It's the games in general. It's, I feel like games just equals power hungry, like the power control dynamic.
I mean, it goes back to the whole control thing. Like you're more interested in exerting and feeling in control than you are helping your partner be the individual you want them to be so that you can feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because control does not equal comfort. Ooh. And for any person that control does equal comfort, they are not ready to be comfortable enough with themselves to have the other person be in control of their life and be comfortable. Did you want to smash that into the mic?
Yeah,
one more time?
Sorry. I just smashed my Topo Chico glass bottle into the microphone.
I even added a six inch extension to give us more room here.
Yeah, well, wasn't enough, obviously. Yeah, I mean, and I saw so many comments too about jealousy, and we've done 10 podcasts on jealousy, but it falls into the same categories, just like being so desperate for control, needing to know where someone is at every minute of the day, what time they're coming home, who they're with. And like, I love a little find my friends as well on the iPhone, but that's more of just like a,
that was understatement of the year.
What?
That was the understatement of the year. But
the last year, everyone's just at home.
Well, yeah.
It was just like a fun game to see like who was actually near other people. I love that shit. It's like a second social media app.
Like
except
I said,
for-
Lauren's had my GPS location since date number two. I only turn it off.
You
when
gave it to me.
I know. But I've checked it probably 3 times in the last 2 years. You.
That's not true. You literally checked it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, huh, he does use Find My Friends. I forget what it was for.
Probably because you were not responding, and I'm like,
oh, no. It was around Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Yeah, you were trying to creep. You were trying to creep.
I do turn mine off when I'm about to go Christmas shopping.
Yeah, me too. Every time. Yeah. Every time. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Problems with authority.
Yeah.
And so the good people of Instagram mm-hmm. all were like pretty insightful and had already perceived that as like an insecurity in their pride or ego. I've never dated anyone that's had a hardcore problem with authority.
I used to.
And so where do you think that stems from?
I had a real issue with individuals who I thought had unmerited authority.
Right. So just because someone is older that they yeah. have authority. Yeah.
I do not believe that age equals wisdom. Mm-hmm. It can. It does, but it does not have to mean it.
Right.
And yeah. the more and more I think back specifically on high school and college education and like the teachers or the, you know, even the beat cop, the security, whatever, that just like you could tell was so dead set on making sure that at any point in time an argument was getting even close to a stalemate.
Right.
Because I'm the this.
Yes.
It's not to say that I should. And here's the difference between Jeremy 10 years ago and today. Jeremy today would go, I know that's going to be what they rest their laurels on.
Right.
So I'm going to beat them to it. And I would say, you know what? Listen, you're in charge here. And I absolutely,
big man.
I absolutely hear that. Here's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, let me tell you why I'm right.
Right.
Because no one wants to hear that.
That gets you nowhere.
Even if you are completely correct, if the teacher is on the other side and 30 other pairs of eyeballs are looking at you,
yeah.
they're not going to say, you know what, little Jimmy, you're so correct. I didn't think of it from that perspective. That never happens. That will not happen. You could not assume that will happen. But unless you present your argument in a way that can be met with some level of discourse,
right.
I'm sorry, some level of like objective reasoning, you're not going to get it.
I distinctly remember the day that I woke up and realized that you don't just turn a certain age and become a really smart adult. The day that my eyeballs became open to that perspective, my mind was just fucking blown.
You can just tell up, Lauren grew up in a much different household than mine.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, I just thought that adults just knew what was right and wrong. That was like in my brain. It was so clear that being over the age of whatever it was equaled knowing right and wrong. And then I started growing up and I was like, this bitch is as dumb as this 14-year-old bitch. I was like, and you're 25 years older. I was like, what is going on? It's like, why didn't you cross that bridge into adulthood that like made you smart? And then I realized that there is no bridge.
I mean, I think the difference also is like, goes back to customer service. It goes back to authority. It goes back to all things where you are not in control of the way that somebody else greets you and meets you on whatever it is you're trying to find some common ground on.
Uh-huh.
If you cannot think to yourself, they got a job. Their job is X. My want is Y.
Right.
Let me think about why X and their job has to do whatever it is that they're doing before I present my argument and try to get to Y.
Right.
And if you can't put yourself in their eyes, you're only going to see what's wrong with their argument. And if the argument and winning the argument is the most important thing, fine. Then go die on that hill. But if getting your way or at least getting halfway to your way is more important, then think about it from their perspective. It's the same thing from authority to customer service to anything.
True. True.
Perspective.
True.
Open up your eyes. Not everyone's trying to get the worst thing out of it. They're just trying to live their life. Help them do that a little bit easier.
Oh, number 9. Overall poor communication. Communication was a heavy hitter down in the DMs today. But
communication is like key to everything.
Yeah, it is the literal pillar of every foundation.
As Maya Angelou would say, when you know better, you do better. But until you know how to communicate better.
Who said that?
Maya Angelou. You know Maya Angelou?
Who's Maya Angelou?
Oh, everyone needs to look up Maya Angelou. Genius. Writer, poet, just like someone who just like, it was like, the things that came out of her mouth,
uh-huh.
just wise beyond any wisdom I could ever amount to be. I mean,
what you said sounded wise. Say it again.
When you know better, you do better.
Huh.
But the understood you there being like, if you don't know better, you can't do better. And going back to like, why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do that? Why doesn't she do this? Right. If they don't know better, right. They can't do better. So it is your job. If you want them to do better, help them learn.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just so hard sometimes when someone is incapable of communicating their emotions.
I think what you mean to say is not they're incapable of communicating their emotions. Someone has not exhibited the ability to do it thus far.
Someone has not Say that again.
Someone has not shown.
Shown. I think there was a missing word there. Someone has not shown them that it is possible.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not that they're not capable. They just haven't done it yet.
Right. 100%. I agree. I think it's just so hard when in a relationship, you become that person that has to begin showing them that I sometimes feel like, I don't want to say lost cause, like that feels like really intense, but it can be unfair to, if you're at the end of that novel of learning how to communicate and you're dating someone who hasn't even turned the first page and it's your job to then show them how to flip the pages and progress through the novel, I think that adds a massive strain on the relationship.
Yeah, but like the word unfair, I'm not even going to entertain because things aren't fair.
Yeah.
And also, no one's at the end of their novel.
No, and I totally agree. I'm just using that as a reference to be like...
I know, but that was you waited that one. And I know I could see you were speaking from personal experience. I was watching the projector. I was like literally watching that movie with you. I'm like, I know exactly what she's talking about. I get it. But at the end of the day, you weren't at the end of the novel. I'm not at the end of the novel currently, right? We're on whatever page we're at today.
Yeah, but when someone hasn't opened the book.
Well, then show them where the book is. Make sure it's in the right language.
You know, and then you just leave them in the past and someone else can help handhold them.
What was number 9?
The overall poor communication and the inability to communicate their emotions. I just feel like so many people too, like, grow up in families where they are so unemotional and don't learn how to communicate their feelings, even within their own family. And so when they like grow up and go into relationships, like it can be difficult to begin that process of opening up more because they don't want to get hurt.
Yeah. And I've definitely, I think the difference in the way that I'll approach my mother when I know that we're going to disagree about something today, yeah, in comparison to the way I would have done it 10 years ago, mm-hmm, two very, very different approaches.
For sure.
And not that either one's like right or wrong. This one's definitely a little bit more
calculated.
The problem is, yeah, this one's the one I currently have is definitely more calculated, but it usually yields better results.
Totally. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And it's tough to have to be calculated with friends and family sometimes, but sometimes keeping the peace requires a little bit of calculated.
I agree. I don't hate that. Number 10. We touched on this briefly. Unsolicited dick pics and
once again, we're not saying this the second one. What about dicky pics?
Dicky pics.
Can we call them duck pics?
Duck pics?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. Duck, I feel like that's mean to the ducks. Picks. Duck pics and platypus pics? That's, yep, pretty good.
You're welcome.
That is pretty good. Duck pics and platypus pics.
Yep.
I love that.
There's a title.
That's a title. We already have a title, but that would be a good runner-up for this title.
All right, wonder. What about them? And they're unsolicited?
Unsolicited. Unsolicited. No. And we've done a whole podcast literally called Unsolicited Duck Pics.
Here's the deal with unsolicited ween pics, okay?
Also, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do when a guy, when someone with a penis...
Why do I have to speak for all men who have or are about to send dick pics? That's unfair.
Because I just feel as if you have, between the two of us, you have more knowledge and insight into the male brain.
Okay.
Right? Is that not true?
As an individual with a Y chromosome, yes.
Yes, and a penis. Okay, so, I mean a duck. You have a duck.
Well, so, no, I have a peanut. Go on.
Anyway, when the male specimen wants to send a duck pic.
And this is nice.
Are we holding toes?
We're holding toys.
I love
holding
toys. Toes.
We're holding toes.
That's so nice.
Isn't this nice? All right, go ahead.
That's so nice.
This is so gross.
Does the duck owner think,
mm-hmm,
that his duck is so nice that it's going to make you want to drop everything you're doing and go pet their duck? like in the little pea brain that is sending the duck pic. Like, what is the goal? They're like, my duck is so nice that it's going to make you just it's going to make you bring your platypus over. Or your duck.
I don't know.
Is it just because a lot of duck owners think with their duck? I love that we've made this duck and platypus.
Listen, it's not so that I don't think some men think that they have the nicest looking duck on planet Earth, right? Okay. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But I also think that it's almost like it's the ultimate litmus test.
Okay.
Because if you send the picture of your duck.
Uh-huh.
And it's literally anything but silence.
Yeah.
It's, let's continue. So unless you get no response whatsoever.
Right.
And if you really want to send a message to when someone sends a duck pic, don't respond. Just don't respond. That will be the ultimate response.
You're so right. You can't even be like, ew, what the fuck?
You say ew, what the fuck? It's like, yo, fuck you. You know what I mean?
You're right. Just hit him with a no response. And then the duck will feel probably a little insecure, being like, oh, she don't like my duck.
Don't like my duck. Yeah.
Don't like my duck.
Yeah, yeah. So at any point in time, you're hit with a duck pick before you wanted a duck pick.
Right. If you didn't ask for a duck pick.
Not to say that there isn't some a real use case for sending a duck pick or receiving a duck pick.
If everyone is of age and there's mutual consent on receiving duck picks and platypus mutual picks. Consent,
we'll even throw some interest out there.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's one thing. But if you get a duck pic or send a duck pic and you get no response, that is the ultimate.
That's a slap in the face.
The individual has to question any and every decision they make from that point forward.
That is a slap in the duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume if I were to send a duck pic right now to you and we live together and you didn't respond, I assume that's on the New York Times tomorrow. It has to be. Has to be.
On the front page, yeah.
You're taking a full page ad of the front page. I don't even know if they do that, but yeah.
I think if you sent me a duck picture right now, I would send you the derpiest, ugliest, like disgusted face photo, just like double chin, just being like, eh? Because it's unsolicited. Shpoop, I love your duck, but I do not want a picture of it sent to me unsolicited when we're two rooms away.
My duck feels self-conscious.
You know
he wasn't even thinking about sending a picture to you. He wasn't even thinking. But you know what? Now that Ducks Unlimited over here has been told the business hours are closed.
Yeah.
Well, one, I'm not going to send one.
Uh-huh.
But two, self-conscious. See? I didn't even send one. And you're telling me right now, could you stop playing active footsie with me? No. You don't want my duck? Fine.
I just don't want your duck sent to me an unsolicited photo.
Well,
when I didn't ask for one.
After knowing your cybersecurity...
It would not be safe.
It would not be safe.
No.
So I would not send you my duck.
Okay. Problem solved.
Yeah.
Tell your duck to not be so insecure.
Okay.
So moving forward, for those of you who have joined us thus far and understand what a duck and a platypus is, when we reference this in podcasts moving forward and people have questions, please enlighten them in the comments.
No, fuck. Leave them in the dry. Say, you should have watched other episodes, fuckers.
Yeah, you're right. Go back to episode 32.
Yeah.
For the duck and platypus explanation.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what to tell you about. Like, I don't know what they want. They're looking for a continuation of what they thought was already in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's like sending anyone going like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't like, I don't think anyone sends one with the thought of like, oh, this is about to like, put me on the sex offender list. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like no one rolls that dice. No one, I think, in good mental health rolls that dice.
I have a friend who received a few duck pictures unsolicited.
Yeah.
And he would be like, do you miss me? And then would send a picture of his duck. And suddenly.
Who's
me? I don't miss you.
Now, real quick. Me as in the human, the brain, the everything that's going on, or me as in the duck?
Could be either. But you know what? They hadn't slept together. They hadn't even met. They hadn't even met. So it was just like, do you miss the idea of
a duck you have yet to pet?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb. And then she didn't respond. And this is where it gets fucking bold. Did not respond. He follows up again and just be like, do you not want to talk anymore? Duck pic. That's bold. That is bold.
Wow.
Yeah. She didn't respond to either duck pics, and then he stopped sending them eventually.
Yeah. I probably would have looked up the name of his mother and said, how is Sharon?
I know his whole family's Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they started talking, I did the best friend deep dive.
Right, as one does.
As one does.
As any responsible friend does.
As any responsible friend does.
I get it.
And
I
so
would do the same.
I could.
Talk to Sharon.
I do have access.
To Sharon.
To... deliver these duck photos. I won't.
You
I
have
won't.
The duck photos?
What?
You have the duck photos?
I could get the duck photos.
Wow. You can send it to Sharon.
I could send to Sharon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that might be revenge porn, hard to say. It's kind of like a gray area.
I'm saying that I would not do that.
Right.
I say that I have the information and the access that it could be possible.
Got it. Okay. It's not a completely, implausible solution or scenario.
Scenario.
Got it.
Don't call it a solution. Scenario. He got the hint and not a duck photo to be seen since.
No longer duck season.
No longer duck season.
Ducks not in season.
Ducks not in season.
Is there a season that's more likely to have ducks exchanged, I wonder?
Oh, huh. Yes, cuffing season for sure. I bet it's cuffing season 100%.
I disagree.
You think?
I think May.
Oh, summer.
Yeah.
Pre-summer.
Yeah.
Pre-summer ducks. Yeah. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. You're so right.
I think the beginning and end of summer. I think the middle is a lull.
Middle is a lull.
Yeah, but it's like the last few weekends of summer and the first few weekends of summer.
Yes, I fully agree. It's it's open duck season.
That's duck season. Yeah.
Well, on that note.
Comment, like, subscribe. Also, stop, drop, roll, and rate the pod. We haven't had as many ratings lately, and I think it's because we've stopped telling people to stop, drop, roll, and rate the pod.
Yeah, you're right. You're so right.
Head on over to Apple, because Spotify doesn't have any ratings, or Podbean.
Podbean.
Stitcher, iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
What's
the wolf one? Is there a wolf one?
Wolf one.
No? Oh, okay. Maybe not.
The wolf?
No. Maybe I was thinking of Stitcher.
Stitcher doesn't have a wolf.
I don't know. Keep going.
Breaker? No, I think Twitter bought that. Hard to say. Anyway, stop, drop, roll, rate the pod, especially if you're in Latvia.
Also, for those of you who are still here.
Marketing alert.
Marketing alert.
Plug alert.
Plug alert.
Don't you fucking log off right now.
No,
don't you do it.
This is a super exciting plug alert. This is a super exciting one. We currently are in the process of potentially, and I'm not going to give any more details after I announce it, and we're gonna sign off right after it. We are on the precipice of launching our own
gray sweatpant ween.
Gray sweatpant ween. No ween included. No ween included.
I thought the modeling photos were going to be me in gray sweatpants.
I think we should just hire a shit ton of guys.
What do you mean we?
What do you mean we?
So you want me to go through resumes of just dudes in sweatpants and hire them?
I think we stick a whole bunch of people in gray sweatpants.
A whole bunch of people?
Girls and guys, yeah.
Okay. Because the first thing that came out of your mouth was more guy-oriented.
Right.
I think it was like, I think we should hire a bunch of super
Babe,
hot guys.
I'm just trying to give the people the ducks that they want.
Mm.
The gray sweatpant ducks.
Mm.
I'm trying to give the people what they want.
Mm.
And I feel like you're not allowing us to live our creative marketing.
I was down to be with the model.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, though. Putting your duck on the internet for everyone to look at. That feels weird to me. It feels weird. So I think we hire strangers and then...
There's a free duck right here.
I don't know if I want to use that duck.
Why?
Sacred duck.
Why?
Sacred duck.
Why don't you want to share?
It's my duck.
It's marketing.
It's my duck.
It's just marketing.
Yeah, but I don't, it's like, that's like a threesome, but with the whole internet.
I don't mind when you show a little booty pic on Instagram.
Yeah, but that's different.
Walk me through that.
A booty, if you post a booty naked, you're fine. If you post a duck naked, you're not fine.
I'm not posting a naked duck.
Yeah, you basically are. Okay, this is, I said we're going to announce it, we're going to sign off, and we did not do that.
What's coming?
Great. Maybe, potentially. Sweatpant ween, no ween included, coming soon.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.